Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. It's About Damn Time by Arlen Hamilton, written with Rachel L. Nelson blends memoir with practical business guidance. Hamilton recounts her path from financial instability and homelessness to founding Backstage Capital, a venture capital firm built to invest in underrepresented founders, including women, people of color, and LGBTQ entrepreneurs. The book sits at the intersection of entrepreneurship, leadership, and social critique, but arguing that being underestimated is not only a barrier, but also a source of strategic advantage. Hamilton challenges the idea that Silicon Valley is a pure meritocracy and describes how access, networks, and biased expectations shape who gets funded and who gets heard. Rather than offering abstract motivation, she emphasizes action, clarity of mission, and persistence, pairing lived experience with direct, usable advice. The aim is to help underestimated readers claim authority, move through closed doors without waiting for permission, and build careers or companies that reflect both ambition and purpose. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, turning underestimation into a strategic advantage. A central idea in the book is that underestimation can be reframed as leverage. Hamilton does not romanticize exclusion or bias, but she shows how low expectations can create room to learn, iterate, and move without attracting premature gatekeeping. When people assume you do not belong, you can quietly build competence, relationships, and proof while preserving the freedom to experiment. She also treats underestimation as information that reveals how others see you, what narratives they project onto you, and where the system is most likely to block you. That awareness can inform smarter positioning, from choosing the rooms worth entering to deciding how to communicate your value. Hamilton's approach is rooted in lived experience in entrepreneurship and venture capital, where pattern matching and insider networks often shape outcomes. She argues that difference can sharpen perception, helping underestimated people spot overlooked problems, underserved customers, and founders who do not fit conventional molds. The takeaway is not simply confidence, but tactical self-trust using your perspective as an edge, gathering evidence of performance, and treating dismissal as fuel for disciplined progress. Secondly, permissionless ambition and self-belief as a leadership practice. Hamilton emphasizes that underestimated people often wait for external validation before acting, because the cost of failure can feel higher and the scrutiny more intense. Her counter is a permissionless mindset. You do not need a credential, a perfect resume, or someone else's blessing to begin. In the book, she frames self-belief less as a mood and more as a daily practice that shows up in decisions, boundaries, and consistency. That includes claiming the title you are working toward, asking for what you need directly, and refusing to shrink your goals to make others comfortable. This leadership stance is paired with realism about fear and uncertainty. Hamilton does not suggest that confidence appears fully formed. She describes building it through repeated action, even when outcomes are unclear. For readers, the practical implication is to treat agency as a muscle. Take the meeting, send the pitch, build the product, request the introduction, and learn in public when needed. Over time, that pattern creates a track record that can outlast skepticism and reposition you from outsider to credible operator. Thirdly, navigating venture capital and the myth of meritocracy. A recurring theme is Hamilton's critique of the idea that startup funding is purely merit-based. She discusses how access to networks, warm introductions, and cultural familiarity often determine who gets meetings and who is seen as investable. From her vantage point as a founder and investor, she highlights that venture capital frequently rewards pattern recognition that favors already represented groups. The result is not a shortage of talent, but a shortage of access to the rooms where decisions are made. Within that critique, the book also functions as a practical orientation to how power flows in business ecosystems. Hamilton describes the importance of understanding gatekeepers, incentives, and the unspoken rules that shape investment conversations. For underestimated founders, this means preparing for biased assumptions while still building strong fundamentals, a clear story, evidence of demand, and a plan that demonstrates competence. For readers interested in the industry, the value is a candid view of how the system can overlook extraordinary founders and why building new pathways for capital and opportunity is both ethical and economically smart. Fourthly, building a mission bigger than yourself, Hamilton repeatedly ties resilience to mission. In her telling, personal ambition alone can falter under pressure, especially when setbacks are compounded by discrimination or lack of resources. A mission anchored in serving others creates a deeper reason to keep going because it connects your success to broader impact. Backstage Capital is presented as an example of mission-driven entrepreneurship building, an investing platform designed to reduce funding disparities by backing founders who are often excluded. The book encourages readers to articulate what they are really building toward and why it matters. That clarity helps with decision-making, from choosing collaborators to saying no to distractions that dilute energy. A bigger mission also shapes leadership style. It invites accountability, long-term thinking, and a willingness to build infrastructure, not just personal wins. Importantly, Hamilton treats mission as compatible with profit and excellence. The point is not charity, but building valuable companies and careers that expand who gets to participate. For underestimated readers, mission becomes a stabilizer, turning pain and lived experience into direction rather than bitterness. Lastly, actionable execution for underestimated entrepreneurs. Beyond inspiration, the book is known for its direct, practical tone and emphasis on doing the work. Hamilton translates hard-won lessons into concrete guidance for moving from idea to traction, especially when you lack traditional advantages like elite networks, a finance background, or institutional backing. She stresses persistence and follow-through, but also strategic focus, prioritizing the next best step instead of waiting for perfect conditions. Key execution themes include building relationships intentionally, communicating your value clearly, and staying close to the real problems you can solve. Hamilton also underscores that underestimated people may need to be more prepared and more consistent, not because the standard is fair, but because the environment often is not. The goal is to convert effort into evidence that cannot be ignored. That evidence can be product progress, customer demand, revenue, partnerships, or any credible signal that the work is real. The main benefit is a pragmatic mindset, reduce reliance on gatekeeper approval, create your own momentum, and keep refining your pitch, your product, and your network until opportunity meets readiness. In conclusion, It's About Damn Time is best suited for entrepreneurs, aspiring investors, and professionals who have been underestimated because of identity, background, credentials, or lack of access. It is also valuable for anyone who wants a more realistic understanding of how business ecosystems actually work, especially in tech and venture capital, where networks and bias can matter as much as raw talent. Readers gain both emotional and tactical benefits: the emotional lift of seeing a non-traditional path succeed, and the practical clarity of guidance rooted in real decisions rather than abstract motivation. What helps the book stand out in its category is its combination of candid memoir, industry critique, and actionable advice. Many entrepreneurship books either lean on polished success stories or offer generic mindset lessons divorced from structural realities. Hamilton addresses systemic barriers directly, while still insisting on agency, craft, and execution. Her perspective as the founder of Backstage Capital gives the book credibility in conversations about funding, access, and who gets labeled investable. Ultimately, the book offers a toolkit for building forward motion without waiting to be invited in. It argues that difference can be an advantage when paired with mission, preparation, and relentless follow-through, and it invites underestimated readers to claim space, build proof, and lead on their own terms. If you would like to support Arlen Hamilton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.